Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. With the largest selection of concrete and mortar in stock, we have the right mix specially formulated for your project. View our entire selection of concrete and mortar mixes online or in-store and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
This is Eno Benjamin, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Today, I'm going to be talking about boom or bust running backs in 2025. You know, it's going over some of these running back rooms, and it seems like there are quite a few guys who could potentially have banner years, or they could just as well fade off into obscurity in 2025. So I'm going to go over some of these guys who I think are major boom or bust candidates in 2025. First off, we have Javonte Williams of the Cowboys. Signed a one-year deal up to $3.5 million with the Cowboys. The thing is here, he's on a great offense. They've added George Pickens to help out in the passing game, in the receiving game, so that's going to open things up for the run game, you would think. And Williams, coming out of Denver, likely the early favorite for short yardage and red zone work for the Cowboys. Projected for, you know, at least 150 carries, six or seven touchdowns, maybe eight. Thing is, there are some things working against Williams this season. He's had a history of knee issues. We know that. Stemming on, you know, almost since he's come into the league. In Denver, he hasn't been that prolific, 3.7 yard per carry there as a Bronco. So, you know, we've seen glimpses of greatness with Williams, but never seen him run away with the job, run away with a breakout season. And the thing is, too, he's got Miles Sanders to compete with, but I think he's a better candidate to break out than Miles Sanders for sure. Better candidates to lead that Cowboys backfield. But we then also have rookie Jaden Blue, who maybe isn't the red zone threat that Williams is, but is a younger, potentially more dynamic running back who doesn't have the extensive injury issues that Williams has. So I think it could go one of two ways for Williams. Williams could be the outright lead back in Dallas, winning the job over Sanders and Blue. And if not that, at least be the short yardage goal line back there in the Cowboys offense that is going to be in scoring position a lot. Or Sanders could very well take the role from him, take that role from him, or Jaden Blue could take it all as the dark horse, as the rookie coming into his first season with the Cowboys. So definitely boom or bust there for Javonte Williams. Another guy, so boom or bust candidate, it's got to be DeAndre Swift of the Bears. You know, he's entering a really dynamic outside zone scheme under Kubiak there in Chicago. Had a running back one streak in mid-2024. You know, when he's getting more than 15 carries a game and finding the end zone frequently, you know, he's DeAndre Swift is one of the more dynamic back. I mean, you think about Jahmyr Gibbs, and we talked about DeAndre Swift, like we talk about Jahmyr Gibbs when Swift was coming into the league. Gibbs, on, you know, obviously on the better offense, obviously with more output, but you know, we once had these conversations about Swift, you know, so it's within the realm of possibilities for him to produce like a Gibbs potentially in this Bears offense. You know, they really didn't do a lot in the offseason. One thing that is maybe going with is Roschon Johnson there in that Bears offense. He could end up being the bell cow back for the Bears. And the thing is, the Bears O-line is still questionable at best. So they're going to have to improve in that department. Caleb Williams is going to have to improve as a quarterback. They've got a good wide receiving core that can open up things for the running back. So a lot of things don't have to go right for Swift to do well this season, but you know, not that many things have to go wrong for him to be a bust too. So definitely boom or bust territory for my man Swift. Another guy, boom or bust. And I think this is probably the biggest boom or bust candidate for me, in my opinion, coming into 2025. That's Najee Harris. You know, the Chargers drafted Amarion Hampton, and he could very well take the job from Harris, especially if Harris doesn't get to practice quickly. You know, he's been dealing with injury. If he doesn't get into camp soon, if he doesn't get snaps soon, Amarion Hampton could very well take his job easily. He's a more dynamic back. Long-term, I think Hampton is the better back for the Chargers. But if Najee Harris comes back sooner than later, which is what they're saying in Los Angeles, is that Harris will be back sooner than later, and he can procure that lead back role for the Chargers over a rookie Hampton, who is, you know, as high as the ceiling we have for the guy. He's unproven in the NFL. Najee Harris, you know, he's never been one of the best backs in the league, but he's been serviceable, and he's been largely reliable. And I think he's on a better offense now. So Harris could be touchdown dependent. He could lose the job to Hampton, or he could be the clear number one in LA and be the short yardage goal line back there for the Chargers. So I think it could go one of two ways for Najee Harris. I'm, you know, selfishly, I'm hoping Hampton runs away with the job. He was just one of these guys I was really excited about seeing coming into the league. A really multifaceted back, a big back who's multifaceted, can catch the ball too. But Harris, you know, he's got the body of work behind him. He's got the experience behind him. He's a proven commodity in the NFL. He could end up, you know, having a banner year as a Steeler. Another guy who I consider definitely to be boom or bust this season, and that's James Cook of the Bills. I mean, he's a guy who arguably could be a top five back in the league. You know, he contributes in the passing game as well as the run game on arguably one of the best offenses in the league in the Bills, with arguably the best quarterback in the league with Josh Allen. So he's got a lot of things going for him. He's a dynamic back. He's like his fellow Cook before he got hurt. But James has Ty Johnson behind him, has Ray Davis, who's no longer a rookie, but we've seen glimpses of him as a potential lead back in Buffalo. Things don't work out contract-wise for Cook. If he holds out, this very well could be Davis's job. I don't think Cook will. But, you know, he also got Frank Gore Jr. there, deep in the recesses of the running back room there in Buffalo. You know, Darrington Evans is there too, but I think he's got a bad enough reputation in the league thus far to not really be a threat to Cook. But Ray Davis definitely could be top. Ty Johnson could get some touches, especially in the passing game. And Frank Gore Jr., he was one of these guys at the Shrine Bowl the year before who I really liked, and he's great football pedigree. His father's Frank Gore. So never count him out. But if all goes as I guess arguably it should, James Cook should and will be another top 10 running back in 2025 on arguably a better offense. They have more options in the passing game this season. So boom or bust for sure there for James Cook. Last guy I'm going to talk about today as being potentially boom or bust is Aston Jeanty, actually, of the Raiders. You know, second coming of like a Saquon Barkley, potentially. One of these running backs that just changes the game as soon as he steps on the field. He has all the potential in the world as a Las Vegas Raider. Thing is, he's coming into arguably an underwhelming offense. You know, they have Geno Smith under center. We like him. He's solid. But he's never been somebody who we've considered like a game-changer quarterback, a guy other than potentially a role player, a guy who can win you the game. Well, who won't lose you the game, but probably won't win it for you on most weeks. They've improved the wide receiver core with Jack Bash, Deontay Thornton Jr., for sure, along with Jacoby Myers, and then Brock Bowers at the tight end position. But this isn't an offense we're champing at the bit to get a piece of. You know, when we think about other young running backs who went to teams that weren't great and still produced in their rookie years, but, you know, maybe not to the extent that we'd call it a breakout season. And this could be the case for Aston Jeanty. He's also got Raheem Mostert in the running back room with him. Cecil McCormack, who actually had some good games. McCormack, who had some good games last season. Zamir White still there. And then Dylan Laube, who Cody loves or has loved. So there are other options in that running back room, guys who have been around longer. Raheem Mostert, who's a proven producer for fantasy and otherwise, coming out of Miami, coming off the Dolphins to the Raiders. So I don't think he's going to just cede all the carries to Jeanty right out of the gate. You know, he's still got some juice left in the tank. We think, you know, enough for them to sign him. So Aston Jeanty, and I think that he might be the kind of player that they want to use sparingly. He's kind of like one of those, he's like a Ferrari or Lamborghini. You're afraid you don't want to take him out every day. You want to take him out for all your drives. You know, you want to use him sparingly and it have him be a dynamic part of your offense, somebody that can contribute. Instance, but with bit, you know, in like a Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, somebody who doesn't necessarily touch the ball as much as some other bell cow backs in the league, but still produces with the limited touches that they're getting because he's just that good. And Jeanty is just that good. So even if he's not getting, you know, a full complement of snaps like some of these other backs in the league, he can still do a lot of damage. But you know, he's going up against a kind of a ho-hum offense that could count against them. Also a running back room that is not intimidating, but still has other players who could potentially take away goal line carries from Aston Jeanty, red zone carries from Aston Jeanty. And we've just never seen the guy play a down in the NFL. So we'd like to think he would be transcendent regardless, but we want to see him play some snaps in the NFL. We want to see him win the job over these other guys. We want to see him in a dynamic offense. It's going to be in scoring position a lot. Just don't know if that's going to be the case. So boom or bust there for Aston Jeanty for me. Maybe that's questionable. Maybe that's risky, but that's where I am with it. And that's where I am with y'all, Roster Watch Nation. This has been the Trash Man on behalf of RosterWatch.com. The 2025 Ultimate Draft PPR Cheat Sheet is live. Go get it. For any and all your draft needs, we're going to have cheat sheets for all your draft needs this offseason. So make sure to become a pro member if you aren't already. And if you are a pro member, extend it. We want you to be a part of Roster Watch Nation. We want you to be a part of our family for as long as humanly possible. You know, we'd like it if you named your firstborn after one of us. Maybe not me. Trashman, probably not that not the most becoming name for a newborn, but you know, TM, the initials were. Anyways, this has been the Trash Man on behalf of RosterWipes.com. Until next time, be ready.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.